Welcome to the Analytics Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara, doing a rundown of some of the Patrick Mahomes trades. This is a segment from Football Guys, inspired by a Football Guys podcast Chad and I recently did. Basically just looking at what's too much to pay. And I will say with the caveat that this doesn't include the trades not made, right? The asking price is not met. So, but just from a, hey, what has been, you know, gettable, right? What has actually worked? Would you be willing to pay that? And I think it's an interesting example of paying up for a big time, really, really big time asset. You know, the best asset in Superflex, in my opinion, that we've seen in a while, given his age and profile and all that stuff. It's really, really darn good. And there's almost not a price that you wouldn't pay based on a lot of these trades. So Trevor Lawrence and 106 for Mahomes, smash the Mahomes side. Mahomes for Justin Fields, Nick Chubb, and two future thirds. Mahomes. Mahomes and Jamal Williams. And on the other side is Justin Herbert, Devin Duvernay, and Cooper Kupp. I mean, I don't know what you're doing on the Justin Herbert, Devin Duvernay, or Cooper Kupp, other than trying to tank for the future, I guess. But I just don't, you know, Devin Duvernay, what are you going to get there? You know, Cooper Kupp's not going to make up the difference there over the long term. Just smash. Stafford, Zeke, a first and a second for Mahomes. I'm taking the Mahomes side, but I will say it's both of the guys that are in this, Stafford and Elliott, are probably underpriced. You get the first in there as well. I think that's an interesting one in terms of potential returns. I would want more, but it's an interesting pivot. But I think you're going to look back on this deal in a couple years and be like, yeah, absolutely the Mahomes side. So I'm taking the Mahomes side for sure, but I think that's one of the more interesting constructs that we'll see. Mahomes and Rager for Herbert and Ayuk. Again, I like Brandon Ayuk, but the difference between Justin Herbert and Patrick Mahomes is pretty massive, and you're just going to take the Mahomes side there. A bunch of Herbert ones. There's been a lot of, I'll have to explore this in a couple of leagues where I've got Herbert. Herbert, Akers, and Gerald Everett, a couple of thirds and a fifth for Mahomes and Joe Mixon. So what's even interesting about this is, like, you could say that I think Akers is probably the better bet than Mixon. I don't think they're terribly far apart. You know, if you sort of do a pivot, that's one we've discussed as a potential pivot opportunity. You know, as a potential pivot trade between players that have maybe multi-year windows that are, you know, that are decently close that you could potentially extract some return from. I mean, yeah, going from Herbert to Mahomes is absolutely the right angle on this, for sure. Mahomes, Tyreek Cohen, a first, a second, and a third for Baker, Dak, and Chase Edmonds. Like, if you were to say, hey, Baker, Dak, and Chase Edmonds for Mahomes straight up, like, I probably Baker and Edmonds don't really move the needle for me. If there were other guys sort of in their price points that could conceivably move the needle for me. But you're getting back a first on top of it. Like, you just, yes, you take the Mahomes side. Like, anytime you're getting Mahomes in a future first, it's the almost universally the right side of the trade. There's no absolute certainties in life. It's tough to argue against any side you're getting a Mahomes in a first for. Mahomes, Aguilar, Paris Campbell, and TJ Hockenson for Trevor Lawrence, Javonte Williams, AJ Brown, and David Joku. And I'll say the Lawrence, AJ Brown, like, that's pretty valuable. But again, the difference between Mahomes and Lawrence is just so massive in terms of expectation that I get the costs are close, but again, I've talked about why I think Lawrence is overpriced. I sort of understand why he's going where he's going. I wouldn't do that. And, you know, what are you going to pivot to? That's the question I would have out of this, is, like, what are you going to pivot to? Like, all right, I'll get this really nice asset in Trevor Lawrence, but I don't really want to hold that asset because, you know, if I'm it's just crushing you in the near term. It's crushing over the long term. And for what? The difference between basically TJ Hockenson and AJ Brown. Like, Hockens is a nice player. AJ Brown's really, really good. But is that difference going to make up, you know, I don't know if that difference makes it up over the long term. You know, Javonte Williams is nice, but again, you have like the ultimate premium asset in Patrick Mahomes. Like, it needs to be a lot more than, yeah, these are nice pieces. Patrick Mahomes, Gio, and Kenny Galladay for Matthew Stafford, Dalvin Cook, and Cooper Kupp. Yeah, that's closer, I think, in terms of than some of these other ones that we've seen. Again, I like Stafford more than Market. Dalvin Cook's like a top three running back right now in terms of real startup drafts, so that's interesting. But I'm taking the Mahomes side. Lamar Jackson, Mark Andrews, a second and a third for Mahomes, and a late third. Excuse me. I was 203 and 210. So Lamar Jackson, Mark Andrews, 203 and 210 for Patrick Mahomes and 309. Just give me the Mahomes side. This one's interesting, and I think you could pitch me on this if you structured it a little bit differently. Mahomes for Dak Prescott, Elijah Moore, and Irv Smith. At start one tight end, no premiums. So Irv Smith doesn't really move the needle. Elijah Moore, kind of blah. You know, I love Dak Prescott, but it's just not enough to warrant moving off of Mahomes. So if you sort of took other guys sort of in the price ranges and said, hey, listen, like, you know, or make it a first, which might be roughly equivalent to what Elijah Moore and Smith might warrant you, like, we could get a little bit closer, we could have a little bit more of a conversation. I see this as Mahomes for Dak and a couple of throw-ins. It's, you know, Mahomes and Dak are relatively close in terms of the, you know, the linear ranking of them, but I do think it's a pretty significant drop off when you actually look at the difference there. Mahomes, Jameson Crowder, and Sammy Watkins for Sam Darnold, Justin Fields, and Nico Collins. I mean, I don't even need to talk about that one. Patrick Mahomes, Tariq Cohen, and Paris Campbell. Again, there's multiple of these Paris Campbell ones. We have seen an uptick in some of his trades, so that's interesting. For Trey Lance, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Brevin Jordan, and a third. I mean, I don't know what's – I got to get in some of these leagues. Patrick Mahomes, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Hunter Bryant for Trevor Lawrence, Nico Collins, and Amari Rodgers. Again, it's Mahomes for Lawrence, and what are we doing? Mahomes – and Josh Gordon for Lawrence, or for Lance and Waddle. I mean, that's crazy. That's just crazy. You know, Lance and two future firsts for Mahomes and a second. It's still Mahomes. Mahomes, a couple of guys from IDP, Leonard Williams and Jair Alexander. I think they're two of the better, you know, they're two decent defensive guys, and the structure, scoring, and all that stuff of IDP there. On that, it's not really what we do, or what I do really. But AJ Brown, Devonta Smith in a first, right? You could take out the IDP guys, and it's still Mahomes. I mean, I could just keep going on some of these. Mahomes, Lamar Miller, Rondale Moore, and Foster Moreau, and in return, you're getting back Darnold, Davis. That's Mike Davis, Chris Evans, Joe Mixon, a first and a second. I mean, that's not even remotely close for me. Tua, Carson Wentz, Trey Sermon, Michael Pittman, Gerald Everett. Again, one tight end non-premium and a bunch of picks that are in the second and third round. That's basically a bunch of dead zone picks for Patrick Mahomes and James Robinson. Yep. Patrick Mahomes for 104, 109, 112, and 204. I mean, that's laughable. Here's one that's actually interesting. Patrick Mahomes for Kyler Murray and a future first and Darnell Mooney. Again, Darnell Mooney doesn't really move the needle for me. I do think Mahomes is just significantly better than Kyler Murray. I still have questions about Kyler Murray's passing acumen and some of that production. So I have none of that with Mahomes. So give me Mahomes. It's just, I think you have even less risk. I know you're sort of giving away a first on the opposite side of it. But yeah, I mean, that's the right answer for me. Here's one that I could potentially see as making some sense, though it's non-premium, so it hurts a little bit less. Lamar Jackson, Darren Waller, and Eric Ebron for Mahomes and Dawson Knox. So this isn't entirely one for one, but just knock out Ebron and Dawson Knox out of this for a second. It's basically Lamar Jackson and Darren Waller for Mahomes. Again, I like Darren Waller quite a bit. It's one tight end, non-premium. So, again, how much does that truly move the needle? And I have questions about Lamar Jackson. Again, I don't have with Mahomes. It's just such a difference in a strata. If this was two tight end premium, like that could be a totally, a totally different conversation that we'd probably have. I'd still probably be troubled in taking the non-Mahomes side, but you just sort of look at these and you're like, there's not really too much to pay. There's just really not. CeeDee Lamb 101 and 202 for Mahomes. These are actually going back to April too. I mean, it's crazy. Some of the stuff that was happening during the rookie drafts. Mahomes for Marquise Brown 102, 105, and 202. I mean, that's just Mahomes. Mahomes for Cam Newton and Christian McCaffrey. That was actually pre-draft. So you get the idea. Here's one that's actually interesting is Mahomes for Dak in a future first. That's a 2023 first and a second there. That one's interesting and a little bit more interesting in terms of like how close do we really want to say they are. I don't know if that deal goes away. That's the one thing I would say. It is 4-point passing touchdown, so you give it a little bit more juice maybe to Dak on the ground. Maybe we could have a conversation about that one. You're a little more insulated with the picks and stuff too. That's interesting. But here's another one that I just wouldn't do because you're not improving in a notable way, even though it includes some of the guys we really like. So this is Mahomes and Noah Fant for Dak Prescott and Mark Andrews. Again, like the difference – I don't know what the difference between Mark Andrews and Fant is. Like, you could probably flip a coin and it wouldn't be far off from predicting their future, right? I think they both have different angles. How much does one make a huge, huge difference over the other one, right? I think they're in largely a tier together, and Mahomes and Prescott are just so different. So I do think this is like a good example of when you get an opportunity to trade for an elite guy, like do it. None of these have really seemed like too much. And so, are these gettable in your leagues? I don't know. I think it's worth pursuing. And this is the take the long view in the room type of thing. Even though it might hurt here in the near term, if it's Lamar Jackson or someone like that, it might not over the near term be massively, massively different. But I just think over the long term, you have a lot of answers to a lot of the tests with Mahomes, and with a lot of these other assets, you just don't. He's just a classic case of if you can package uncertainty together to get to a lot more certainty, like that's a really, really good angle to do it with. So those are all basically the Mahomes side. So I figured it's an interesting sort of look through to see some of what the deal is. The best part of some of this data is you can just get in and see how deals are actually constructed and sort of some of the thought processes. Again, I think to deal him, it needs to be a core quarterback, I think is the key takeaway for me, right? It would need to be a Dak. It would need to be, is it Josh Allen? Is it Russell Wilson? I think is a really fascinating pivot in this conversation because, over the next 5 years or so, I would expect pretty good out of him. And maybe not necessarily a ceiling for him, but Russell Wilson's probably undervalued right now too. So you're sort of operating that buy low situation on top of selling, you're basically buying low, and hopefully you'll get a pretty big gap there between them. But I think you need a lot of equity to come back with Wilson to sort of take that deal. But that would sort of be, if I was sort of gonna trade Mahomes, like that would be the salvo that I would probably fire at, would be the one with I'd try the Dak angle, see what the gap there was, if it's multiple future first, something like that, that would be compelling, I think. If it's Russell Wilson and a couple of top 30 assets, right, that's something we could potentially think about as well. That would sort of be the angle on which I would sort of do these. But yeah, that'll do it for this episode. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. Go out and try and trade for Patrick Mahomes. And we'll talk again very soon.